Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
How you feeling, buddy?
It's okay. It's the eve.
The
face painting.
Are you going to, like, have to put something on so, you know, your face doesn't burn from the Honolulu blue?
Yeah, we'll see.
See, I'm already conditioned. I'm okay.
Yeah, your face has been painted many times. And
It's been painted twice, buddy.
I think
twice.
It's been three times.
No,
it?
It's been twice. Believe me, I know. I can count the scars on my soul.
Okay. So the other times you just didn't pay the bet?
No, that's it. Don't even start with me. You're not even playing that game with me.
Make sure you get the washable kind. You know, I have to work after that.
I'm not. It's not my gig.
Oh. It's not your gig?
No, I have a professional coming in to paint you.
Oh, a professional.
Yep.
Okay. I'll get my own professional to paint you then.
Well, good luck with that.
Tomorrow at noon.
Anybody who's a professional is... Of course, I guess... Never mind. 11:30 is when we're going to start, by the way.
Yeah, 11:30 we're going to start painting a little while.
At Big Boy, wager of pride will be paid. And I will catch up on last year's.
Yes, because you didn't pay your bet last year. That's
you
why
didn't
we're
make me. Why would I force you?
We never got the time, I guess.
Well, you were always gallivanting around the world. Anyway.
Yeah. I won't be here Friday, by the way.
I know. String and tin can. We already talked about
Red
that.
Wings.
Where are we going?
Might as well start with the Red Wings.
I guess. You just brought it up. You want to bring the pain. That was really, really depressing.
Not
to watch
only
last
were
night.
They... Was it 0 for 4 on the power play?
Well, we've been talking how horrible their power play is.
They gave up 2 shorthanded goals.
Terrible.
That's horrible. They did make it a game. At least they showed some pride there.
They lost 4-3, if we didn't mention it.
Yeah.
Goaltender Corey Schneider for the Devils had 27 saves. Jared Kirill stopped 20, whose winless streak has extended a season high, matching 5 games now.
5.
Any thoughts?
I'm going to have the same thought I had all year. It's time to rebuild. 26 straight.
Isn't that what they've done? Isn't that why they're not?
26 straight playoff appearances is going to end this year, I think. And I'm a fan, and I don't want it to end. I don't know why. Do you want to get to the playoffs as the 8th seed and get beat by the 1 seed just to say you made the playoffs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah, I do.
I know you do.
Because you know what? Once you get to the playoffs, anything can happen.
You are right. Except if you're playing a very superior team and you're not...
Once you get to the playoffs, it's
you
a
get a
whole
hot goaltender, yeah, but I don't think you can win the Stanley Cup.
I still want to make
I guess you never
playoffs.
Know. They are now 9 games out of third. Or 9 points out of third, I'm sorry. So they got a little ways to go here.
You know what I think is going to happen? I think you might be the catalyst to turn this season around.
Oh, because I'm going to be at my first Red Wing game ever?
First ever Red Wing game.
I'm right behind the goaltender.
Last season of Joe Louis Arena.
17 rows up.
I don't care what Mike Milbury says. Joe Louis Arena is hallowed ground for me. You need to do several things when you go to the Joe.
Okay.
You need to go get a picture with Gordie Howe.
Okay.
The statue.
No, really? Thanks.
I just want to make sure you understand I'm talking about a statue. They don't have, I'm like... He's not like Weekend at Bernie's where his dead body's sitting there for you to get a picture with.
Wow.
The statue of Gordie Howe. Get a picture. Touch it.
Okay. That's number one. You said number one. So is there a number two?
Number two is get a picture with Gordie Howe statue.
That's all I have to remember? See, I don't think I'm going to have too many of the 950 beers.
No, you know
there.
What you have to do? You have to... I know this sounds... really dumb. You have to eat a piece of Little Caesar's pizza. One piece on your first visit to Joe Louis Arena.
Do I really?
Yep. Sorry. Okay. At least take a bite.
All right. They have other offerings besides that?
Oh, there's tons of offerings, yes. I'm a big fan of the soft pretzels myself.
Okay.
Maybe Joe Louis those. Arena, the Islanders, Friday. Steve-O will be there. We'll talk to you on your phone there. Hopefully you'll have a good connection.
We will.
Do you know where you're staying yet? Motor City Casino?
Motor City Casino.
It's awesome. Rode in an elevator and went into Scotty Bowman's room at the Motor City Casino.
Really?
Yep, got in an elevator with he and his wife. He had a big box, and I said, Scotty, I'll be glad to carry that for you.
Are you serious?
And I did, and I followed him right into his room. It was great. I wasn't smart enough to ask him for a picture, but I didn't want to be that guy, you know what I mean?
You usually are. I mean, why not this time?
Oh, I am not.
Why? What? If you're going to make a joke, at least make it legit. Come on.
Mickey Redmond at the celebrity golf outing. Oh, come on over here and get our picture.
That's what he's there for. He doesn't care.
You're right. I was just trying to make something out of nothing.
He has been in the studio right in that chair talking in that microphone.
That's right. I forgot about that. It's because of the picture at the celebrity outing. That's why. I remember you.
Are you done yet?
Let's take a break.
Are you excited for Friday?
Yes. I'm very excited. First game at the
I'm actually kind of excited for you.
I can't wait. I can't wait. It's going to be awesome. And you know what? I definitely am going to a game next year in Little Caesars. Whatever they end up calling it, because there's still controversy of whether it's still going to be called Caesars Arena, Little Caesars Arena, or Gordie Howe's Arena.
I'd like that better, but it is what it is. Big Boy Sports Recap, second half coming up. We'll be right back at the Outdoor Show.
Come in from the cold to Big Boy Marquette for a delicious, warm cup of made-from-scratch soup. Pick your cup of made-from-scratch soup at Big Boy. Tomato basil bisque, broccoli cheddar, vegetable beef, cream of broccoli with ham, chicken noodle, cabbage, loaded baked potato, or zesty chicken tortilla. Pair your soup with the perfect half sandwich or petite salad. Come in from the cold to a warm cup of delicious made-from-scratch soup at Big Boy Marquette.
We're into the second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap. A little more details coming out here, buddy, about this Raiders Stadium in Las Vegas potentially falling apart right now.
It is falling apart. They're missing $650 million from one guy.
Well,
and
not only that.
And Goldman Sachs was going to do it with him, and now they don't want to be involved, maybe. Because
his name is
not.
Adelson, by the way.
Yeah.
And Sheldon Adelson.
But guess who?
Angrily withdrew from the Raiders Stadium deal. The billionaire casino mogul had previously committed $650 million to get to the $1.9 billion project, but announced the removal of his stake in a statement yesterday. CEO of Las Vegas Sands Corp declared that he had been shut out of talks that led to the lease document presented to the Clark County Stadium Authority.
How can he be shut out of talks when he was 650? He's putting a third of the money in.
I quote Adelson. We were not only excluded from the proposed agreement, we weren't even aware of its existence. I don't blame him. If this is true, somebody really messed this up.
Yeah.
In which case, without that $650 million, Goldman Sachs, financial giant from Wall Street, backs out of the stadium deal as well. So,
and guess who gave the Raiders a call? The city of San Diego.
Would that
be? Hey, you want to move here?
Would that be interesting?
Yeah. San Diego Raiders, does that sound right?
No.
Not at all.
No, but you know what? I
especially with Carr being so good this year, and what if they're just they go to San Diego and they're good for like the next 8 years because Carr's there, and the Chargers, Breeze probably retires, and then they get some rookie and they're horrible. Who's gonna win that?
That would be interesting. It is kind of an interesting drama to follow right now.
And if you saw the news last night, Carson Palmer's retiring because he took his kids out of school. His house is for sale. He denied all the reports today. He said, we go on a little family get-together vacation at this time. I didn't pull my kids out of school. But he never did say, I am coming back next year. And he said, my house is not for sale. He's 37, and he got beat up.
Yeah, he
second
was not good
this year.
Second most
sacked quarterback in the league this year.
He was not good this year.
No.
Not that he had a great surrounding cast either, but I know Larry Fitzgerald, they're tight.
Yeah.
They're really tight.
And you think he goes if Larry goes?
Yeah,
I mean, they have David Johnson.
David
Johnson's pretty good. That was a pretty good surrounding cast, but not when it came to pass protection. He had nothing.
Yeah. I don't know what to say about that. Any news out of the Super Bowl front at this point? Any news out of Houston?
Just that all of a sudden Bill Belichick's showing up in suit and ties instead of a hoodie. That's like news.
Okay.
Like, okay, they're calling it the disappearance of the hoodie.
Yes.
It gives too much time.
Break.
There's 2 weeks is too much time.
I absolutely agree.
I like it for, you know, getting your health, your guys healthy and everything, but for all this other stuff,
who cares?
Just too much.
Little last thing that I have, anyway, the only thing I have left is Brent Musburger has officially announced his retirement from sports broadcasting.
Last night, the legend. I saw an interview with him yesterday, and it was his last night. Broadcasting last night. Man, he's been doing it since 1968.
He's 77 years old, yeah.
Yeah. 1968.
Apparently he's moving to Las Vegas to start a sports handicapping business with his family.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I never heard knew what he was doing. I just saw that he's moving to Vegas. Nice.
I got nothing else.
All right.
Big Boy Sports Recap.
Painting tomorrow.
Come on and hang out with us. Throw stuff at Steve-O. 11:30 tomorrow at Big Boy. The wager of pride will be paid. Talk to you tomorrow?
Yeah.
See you then.
Maybe. I might call in sick.
It's the Outdoor Show. Good one.